Okay, this is Lynette.
This is Maria.
And this is sort of an impromptu Fifth Avenue walk.
Oh.
And we are passing, go ahead, Maria.
I believe it's called
Ellington Square.
Circle or square.
Or circle.
It's something square.
Yeah, I think it's
Foley
Duke Ellington.
Square or something. Duke Ellington? Because they're sounding like they're saying square. Something else, though.
What?
It is.
All right,
Duke Ellington Square. Okay,
circle.
Thank
okay.
you. And Duke, there's a statue of
Duke Ellington.
Duke, and he has a piano, of course.
Yeah.
In concert position with the lid up.
Right.
And held up by naked ladies. Bare naked ladies.
I wouldn't know. We should ask them.
Well, you can ask. Is he being indeed held up by naked women?
The piano.
The piano.
Are they just piano legs?
We thought they were actually
ladies.
Naked women, right? You know, there you go.
Oh, my. Thank you.
Have a good day. Thank you. Well, I thought.
There are
steps.
They made like a little plaza.
They did. And nobody really sits here, though.
Like a plaza out of it.
Yes.
And there are like steps around it. I don't think anybody sits here.
Not really.
But there are trees.
It's sort of terraced, kind of, because if you there's the main level,
yes,
then there are
levels.
Two little steps that go up to another level. Actually, it's a great space for a choir.
Yeah.
They look like
level.
Risers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except they're far apart.
They really are.
There. Before the next level.
The other half of the square is across the street. No sculpture over there that I know.
No. Buildings.
Yes. But actually, there is a Schomburg, to be fair, that Schomburg Towers is quite famous. There is a Schomburg Library of, I believe, African American. No, it's not there. But it's the same corporation, I believe, that built the thing. You know, when people were industrious and so forth. And the famous Schomburg Library that is just now becoming halfway accessible. Okay, we are now.
Do you want to go to the lake?
Oh, let's go to the lake. Yeah. We have a little lake at the top of Central Park, which is so beautiful.
Close to where we live.
Yes.
And we often, well, we haven't so far this year, but in years past, we've taken many a walk over here.
Mm-hmm. And today, it's supposed to be 89, but there's a lovely breeze. Yeah. And I don't believe it's 89 degrees.
Well, it's because it's not as humid as other days.
It really isn't. And this was the day it was supposed to be humid. Okay, so now, let's go this way, maybe. But not too far, because then we'll be off of Fifth Avenue. Well, what they've done is, I was going to stick my cane in the water.
You can't do that.
But let's go around
in a fence.
Yeah, they're prohibiting me. They're inhibiting me. Or something. Okay, so sometimes when we walk around here, we get the inevitable stare because we have our canes.
Yeah. We didn't know we were coming here. We could have brought that old bread.
Oh, we could have, right? We'd had to break it up a little though first. And it's very warm right over here and very humid.
Right in the sun.
Yes, we both had on...
Back in the middle.
It's not that bad. We both had on sandals, but we decided, since we knew we were going to be going across some rough terrain, if you will, we changed into sneakers and socks. We're going around the periphery of the lake. And they have right here, actually, if they saw us go towards the thing, they might think we're trying to commit suicide or something. But there's the lake. So I'm going to go over to a place where the kids sit on the bank, if you will. I don't know if it's a bank. It's more like a platform. And they throw food.
Can we go? I think.
Yeah, I think it's over this way. I think it's here. Let's go this way. Because I'm
close. Over there.
I know, but you know what? I don't want there to be a path and then a splash.
No.
Oh, wow. Okay, so they have set up a tent.
Yeah.
With some, because they have music here sometimes. Oh, that's closed. Is that closed or open? I'm not sure, but we'll go this way. Okay, you know what? They're setting up
for something,
and they have.
Sometimes they have concerts here in the Sunday evening.
They do, and it says something. You know what? It says something. www.centralparkmd.org. centralparknyc.org. So friends and neighbors, head on over to centralparknyc.org.
God knows when.
And okay, that's somebody passing with a, it's not exactly a dolly, but it's a,
for the chairs.
For the chairs. But yeah, you know what? We're headed right towards here, and we want to go this way. Yeah.
I think that's, isn't that what we call the castle?
That's not the castle. That's way downtown. But that is the house that is, I believe, owned by the Central Park Conservancy. And
I think they control the lake water.
They totally do. They do. They have, they take care of the ducks and stuff like that. Okay. And so now what they've done is I'm seeing a lot of fencing. Maria, you are too,
yeah.
Fencing around the periphery here.
I think this is new.
I totally think so. And I will tell you one thing. It's better
for the kids.
Yeah, a park, a sprinkler, kids are in it. It's a better idea because, quite frankly, I was terrified.
Oh,
that kids used to. Oh no, I think it's still open because it only goes for a little ways.
Yeah.
Well, if parents are watching, then it's all good.
Yeah.
And to our right, we have folks sitting on the benches.
Enjoying the afternoon.
Yes. And to our left, we have the pond or the lake. Now, I can't get my cane close. Yes, I can. Okay, here we go. So here's the water, folks. I'm sticking, and I just got splashed.
Splashed.
I stuck my cane into the water, and I'm swishing it back and forth.
Okay.
And I think we should, do you want to
go back the other way?
Yeah, go back the other way.
Okay,
that way. Yes, sampling. We totally will.
You can see how
expansive.
Yeah.
The lake covers several blocks, and it is quite a lovely piece of nature up here at the top of the park.
I wonder if those people who have like the stereo or the little mic or whatever can tell when probably turned around and the sounds switched from. The benches on our left. The benches were on our right, now they're on our left, and the lake is now on our right.
It sure is. Well, you know, the good old WS200S has stereo mics.
Yeah. Oh,
so
they should be able to hear that.
Yeah. And it does fairly well.
Again.
We sure are.
Let's see.
Yeah. Okay, now
coming to some steps here
somewhere. Oh, you know what? What if we go around over here? I'm hoping to make our way out of here. That's the other fun part for us. We can get in fine.
The same way twice.
Yeah. Today we're traveling with good old New York Water, too.
Yeah. In case we get thirsty.
Yeah. And methinks we will. You might get all kinds of hand noise, folks, because I'm just holding this. I think, if I may say, I think the way Caroline Ford said she was doing that when she did her it's not a car. Thank you. Okay, well, you know, it was a vehicle. when she did, you know, but and I think it did very well. So,
Where are we going to end up?
We are going to end up right over here. I'm not quite sure because we probably missed the entrance.
I think we did, but I think if we turn, you know, go follow the right. Here.
Okay.
I think
we're doing good actually.
I think we are.
Now. The park,
we're following the lake.
Yeah, we're following the lake, and the buses actually go across the top of Central Park. And they actually stop right at the beginning. They stop at the lake. The bus stop is literally about 10 feet, let's say 15 feet in front of the lake. So, oh, she's selling ice cold water. Managed to make it out. Yeah, we're out totally.
Out here.
And now you'll be able to hear the buses.
Here's one.
Here's one, which is probably not a number one. It's a three or a four. Yeah. The number three bus goes down Fifth Avenue all the way to 8th Street. I do believe it commences there because it really goes more. Its route is really Harlem. It goes from a 110th to the one. I don't even know the 160s.
Is this 110 or 109 right here?
This is 109. Our feet are right here. This is 109. Okay, so the park is now on our right. Fifth Avenue is on our left. As many of you may know, Fifth Avenue is famous for its museums. And we have been to a few, starting at 105th Street. We're not quite there. So I'll pause the recording when we get there. Okay. Out in the heat. We are at 105th Street, and we're standing across the street from what we believe to be the Museo del Barrio. Kick it, Maria.
It's the Spanish or Hispanic Museum. I haven't seen the, neither of us have seen the, all of the exhibits.
No, they're totally not accessible.
Right. Unless someday we could go with somebody who could
describe
stuff. But last Christmas, this is where we came to see a terrific concert by a gentleman named Roger Gillen.
Yes.
He is Irish, and one of his sons, a student in the at the music school, the children's program.
I had to edit here a little bit and take out the little boy's name.
So very, since he is Irish, so a lot of it had a very Irish flavor.
Celtic, yeah.
Celtic. Flavor. And
but it also had a world flavor.
Yes.
Because he had a flamenco dancer and all kinds of fabulous.
And he had his wife is a dancer.
Wonderful. I shouldn't say fabulous again.
Excuse me. And she she did I think she danced several numbers, but there was one in particular where she danced with a couple of other
ladies.
Young ladies. And just gorgeous. They all had different color.
Flowing skirts and so forth.
Dresses.
Yeah, dresses, right. And it was really a wonderful experience.
And
you know,
we bought a CD.
We sure did. Yes, we did. And his little, his youngest son was holding up the CDs and he would drop them. And he would hold up another CD and he would drop it. Oh my goodness. Now, but we didn't get any of the CDs that he dropped. We are going, thank you, Maria, because we are entering right across the street from that museum is Conservancy Garden. And it is a beautiful example of what Central Park is, in addition to the lake and the band shelter and all of these other wonderful things, a carousel.
This is like an oasis in the middle
yes,
of the city.
Yes, it really is.
The Central Park.
We're going down the steps.
Yes.
Thank God for canes or we'd probably kill ourselves.
Slowly.
Yes. Now, I think there's a board.
The fountain is straight ahead. There's a fountain.
There's a fountain. That we're going to go there. But really, straight ahead right now are the hedges.
Yes.
The hedges are very... are wonderful. The hedges are taller than I am, frankly. So, they, as we go, here they are. These are the hedges. They don't make much noise. But that's me hitting the tops of the hedges. And they come up to my nose. So, but I can, and the hedges, these beautiful maintained hedges, have within them a huge square of well-manicured lawn. And it is a rectangle of lawn, and at the end of the lawn, or the beginning, depending on where you're standing, we have the fountain. And we will go over there so that we may splash ourselves in it. Well, not ourselves, really.
That is not allowed.
Now, there is
a plaque.
A sort of, yeah. And I doubt that I can read it at all. But let's see if I can read anything. It looks more like a map.
It is.
It's a map. So
it's divided into four sections.
It is. Yes. And
that we can see, but you can't see the writing.
Oh, look, I think I was right all along. It's not conservancy, but conservatory.
Yeah, conservatory. It's run by the conservancy.
It is. But this is Conservatory Gardens, and it says the gardens open at 8 a.m. daily. Wonderful. Who knew? From January, they give a whole schedule.
They open in January.
I didn't. Oh, you know, they give times and everything. Yeah, they don't open. Yeah. They close in the summer months. They give that whole thing here. In January, February, they close at 5. In March, they close at 6. And then in the summer months, well, in spring, April, May through August, they close at 8, and then they go down to 7:30, and then whatever, 5 p.m.
According to the light.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, really, you don't want to come here in the dark.
Yeah.
Honestly, folks. So, we move to the left. We're on the left now, and there is...
It smells different.
It's beautiful.
In here.
It does. Now, there are two paths.
We could go. We turned right, but we could have gone straight ahead.
We did. Well, I was saying we turned left because we came from the steps, and this is left.
Well, you turned left, yes.
Yeah.
The garden. But I'm saying here.
Right at this juncture. You're right. I see what you're saying. At this juncture, we can go to the, well, that would be
straight.
Right, mm-hmm. But I'm right. Or turn to this. There's like a fork or something.
Yeah.
Maria and I don't always agree on the direction, so I'm just not even gonna try.
This is turning right. We are turning right.
We are turning right here. That I agree with. We are on.
So they know where, and there's a little opening here.
But it's not really open. There's a gate here. So they do not want you on the grass. It is beautiful. It is beautifully maintained. You have to get a permit. People take pictures here, graduations, weddings, but you have to get permission. You just can't. There is no laying out on this grass. Now, as you know, on the Great Lawn, which is also in Central Park, there is all of that laying of grass and everything. Now, on either side of us, they have our hedges, but I think, are these hedges, Maria? Are these just... Oh, they are, too. Yep. And on the other side of the hedges, there's a lovely place to sit. And the nice thing about this is it's hot as blazes out here, really. I am positively glowing. And let me walk closer to you here. But there are benches. There are benches so that you can, sit down.
There are several openings in between. This is the second one. There are three.
Openings. Yes.
But separations are between the hedges, but they're fenced off.
Exactly. You cannot go through because they, again, lead to the grass. Now, you may be able to hear the water in the...
These hedges haven't done well.
Because maybe they're hot. Okay, so here we are. We're going towards the water.
We made another right turn.
We sure did.
And here we are at the fountain.
Now, this is so lovely, actually, and very picturesque. I'll stop and let the water flow. But before that, I will tell you that the fountain is as high as maybe, what would you say, 20 feet? About 20 feet? Maybe a little more.
15, 20 feet.
A huge geyser type thing. Mm-hmm. The water is warm. I felt it. You know, just to be horrible, I'm putting my cane in here. It is in there. I just sort of swished it.
It is surrounded. It's like in the middle of a circle.
Yes.
And around, there's a...
terraced garden.
There's a brick. I guess it's brick.
Oh, around the fountain. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you meant behind the fountain.
There are people sometimes can sit, I guess.
Maria sat here a few weeks ago taking some pictures.
Yeah, it's a little brick. Or not brick.
Concrete?
Concrete. Larry should know about
yeah.
that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And little Mars.
Yeah. And then there are, on the edges of this, then there's a walkway around the walk.
You can get to this area from three directions.
Mm-hmm.
The terrace.
There's terraced hedges.
Terraced hedges. And we're going towards the terraced hedges now. The cool thing is, if you know anything about terraced gardening, it goes up.
Yeah,
and that's what this does.
A lower level than it's
a higher level.
A little higher. From what I can see, there are at least, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, and perhaps 5 levels.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And there is a sign, there is the same, that famous grassy area that I told you about. There is a sign, not even a sign, it's in the grass itself, a little plaque that says, keep off the grass, so, you know. I think I feel every one of the 89 degrees
mm-hmm.
right here.
Yeah, I think we could go into the shade.
I think so.
So we're going back the way we came.
We are.
There are stairs right here
yes.
to the right.
Now, if you want to go farther into the park, there are some nice steep steps here that go up. They're not too bad. There are a few steps and then a platform, few steps, then a platform. We're not going that way today, though. Yes, it is. Oh, my goodness. She did. Maria's mom came a few weeks ago, and we brought her here, and she promptly picked out this area to sit. Wasn't quite... interestingly enough, and I wouldn't drink this, but here, let's see. Yeah, let's see if it works. It can't possibly work. Well, maybe because there's... There's no... Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Cool. Yeah. Well, it doesn't work because there's no pushy thing to push the water out. And there's a ladies' room. Ooh, no. Wow. Okay. Very helpful, folks.
Yeah.
Now, okay, so we're actually traveling in the park. Here is a park vehicle. And we just passed another path. Oh, Maria.
Huh?
What are those lovely...
Oh, flowers.
Aren't those beautiful?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Huge, white...
Oh, they're clusters.
Are they real flowers?
Yeah, they are. Let me see if they have a
huge,
bench.
Beautiful, white clusters of flowers. That totally caught my eye.
It's they're on a bush. Maybe some of you who might know Tiffany Black, or
yeah,
some of you might know.
Who does the gardening? Larry.
Larry, yeah.
They're just beautiful, and they're just they take you kind of by surprise because they're just. But you know what? They're not the only flowers. I think we might be headed towards that whole garden thing.
Mm.
I mean, well, we're in the gardens,
those
so.
Look at this one. It's like a flaming orange.
Where? It wasn't flaming enough for me. Oh, that's beautiful. And they have interesting shapes, folks.
See, but some of them haven't...
blossomed?
Yeah, they haven't opened. They haven't opened yet. I
because the on the stems they have buds that haven't opened up. Here's another one.
It makes sense that in conservatory gardens you would see, flowers.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Here are some purple ones, lilac.
Oh, this.
Let's see.
Oh, these are beautiful.
Yeah.
So Maria and I don't get to even walk in here too often. Or as often as we like. Too many. If you can imagine, you know, it's even though you can hear the traffic noise, it's so lovely here. You can totally lose yourself really in the lovely nature. Even though, albeit man-made, it's still quite lovely.
Touch this plant, Lynette. It's not a flower, but begin.
As long as it isn't put... Oh, it's cool.
I thought of
it's
that.
It's sort of rough. Oh, thanks! You touch this plant, Lynette!
I don't think they would cook poison ivy.
It might just grow. Oh, boy. Yes, oh, look at these.
These are yellow.
Look at these.
They're yellow.
These are beautiful yellow. Yeah. Open gorgeously, if I may use that.
Yeah. They have like a bell.
A bell shape.
Like a bell shape.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So beautiful. So conservatory gardens is really, if you have some vision, it really is. I haven't been close enough to smell anything yet. Yeah. Something just dropped on me.
Trying to start all over again.
A seed, yes. It'll make me grow. Well. So it's just lovely to... I mean, the variety of plants and flowers is amazing.
Mom was a plant lover. She always had...
My mom, too.
And
cool.
If she had
That's
come
funny.
Over here when she was younger...
She could have told you names of things?
Well, she might have, but she also would have bent down and grabbed up a sample to take home.
Oh, well.
We were always,
Let me say it. Two roads diverged in a yellow wood.
Definitely.
Now, which way do we go?
Let's take this one because we know we're
okay.
Still...
We're taking the path to the left. Oh, wait. You know... Okay.
Oh, there's a path over there.
Yeah, we can take. We can go through that one.
Look at this.
I was just looking at those. Over here, though.
The more of the white ones.
Here. So beautiful.
I think over there you go back to the other.
How about over here? If you go through here.
Yeah, I think you go back to the other.
Really?
This is like a maze.
It really is. Especially for we partials who don't know where we're going.
Yeah, see, this is the other side of the bathroom.
This is the other side of the what?
Right there, the bathroom.
Really? Because this looks a little different to me. I think that we might have stumbled upon... okay, folks, Maria's right. This really is amazing. I hear the fountain, but I don't think we're quite there.
To our left, right?
To the left, yes. Oh. Quite lovely. Oh, look, there are more flowers there. Okay, so this is just a whole... There's a whole maze of flora and fauna here. There used to be... Oh, they have, in the middle, Maria, there, they have a huge array of flowers of all kinds in the middle there, as they do.
They used to have like a grassy area. You could go up into the garden where they had like big flower beds planted.
Yes. Okay. Well, this is beautiful, though. I have never been here.
Well, they did show four different sections.
Oh, that smells beautiful. Okay. Folks, we're really just... When they said gardens, they weren't kidding. Because we look at more of the white flowers. Wow. Beautiful. I think we should go this way, yeah. Okay. We're just lost, that's all. Okay. Now here the hedges are truly over my head. Oh, yes they are, see? Look at this. Now look at me.
They're even.
No, look. Over. They're over my head.
Not by much. Okay.
But a bit.
Now I can hear the traffic on our right here.
Yeah, so we know we're not too far gone.
Yeah. I was going to say, folks, if you don't hear from us for a while, we
send out a search party because somebody called 311. Two blind women lost in the park.
In the gardens.
In the gardens.
Here we would go back into the gardens.
We sure would. Now, really, we could have... Oh, I think I see the stairs. I do. We sure do. We made our way out.
And we made, a sort of circle. We approached the stairs from the opposite way.
We sure did. Okay, back up the stairs here. There's one guy ahead of you, actually.
Right?
I think so. On the west side, New York, New York. On the west side, the park is known as Central Park West. And on this side, it's Fifth Avenue. Okay, pause. Okay, we stopped for a hot dog break.
And some water.
Yes. Folks. If there are museums between the conservatory gardens and here, we don't know about them. However, there is a famous hospital, Mount Sinai is between here, and it takes a good piece of real estate, actually, because there's the main building at 100th Street, and then there are entrances at 98th Street, and there are other buildings. There's a women's health center, and I think a pediatric center or cardio care center, some, you know, different areas. And we, as you might know, sing for the organ donors, the organization called TRIO. And from that, someone asked us to sing at did it happen to be? The chapel at Mount Sinai, which is quite nice. So, there you have it. Everything is a circle, it seems. With a bus that is positively packed to the gills with tourists just sped by. And the neat thing is, well, as in London, I guess they still have them, right? The double-deckers? This was a double-decker bus. Yeah. Huge red thing, a red bus. And Maria and I and my mom and I think one of my nieces actually took the downtown tour. And there is a famous arch, the Washington Arch, that's so cool.
Washington Square?
Washington, yeah. But I think it's Washington Arch. I don't know if it's not Washington Square Park, though. But the Washington Arch is sort of at the beginning of Fifth Avenue. And we took a tour there, a walking tour, and the tour started there. And it was the first time I was able to see this famous arch. Because when we sped by on the tour bus, I had no clue. So, there are just tons of... Now, we're also... I don't know if this is categorized as the Great Lawn, but I do believe it is. It's positively huge. I don't mean big huge. I just mean it's huge. So, yes, they do. They play baseball. I'm turning in because it's quite expansive. They play soccer here, too, I think. They play baseball. But this is, I don't believe this is the actual Great Lawn. But this is really, this is a big one. All right. Now,
the Great Lawn is closer to the 70s.
I think it's the 70s, yeah. Near that, yeah. You can hear the swings creaking.
Yeah.
Okay, so... 97th Street. We don't have the light. Now.
Good, so I can rest.
Yeah. 97th Street.
On a Sunday, I'm surprised they can go through here.
Oh, yes, they can. They have to maybe make some... Well, they can't cut off this one, I guess, because it's a big stop. I don't know. I don't know these, you know...
Yeah, because the bus goes through one of these.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say. You can hear the traffic too... going to our right, going into the park to come out on the other side, on the west side.
Comes another car.
There it goes. Okay. We don't have it just yet. Okay, we got it. Now, then there's a tiny strip of ground that we're walking now, which leads to 96th Street. 96th Street goes to the east side. Exactly.
To the river.
It sure does. Both buses go
river.
River? Yes, they do. That was a piece we did. It started with that, river to river. Was that the David Simmons piece?
Yeah.
Okay. David Simmons, a visually impaired... man who wrote a wonderful, he wrote a piece dedicated to Martin Luther King, Langston Hughes, a wonderful piece, What Happens to a Dream Deferred.
Yeah, and, one of the
mm-hmm, and this one, River to River, I think, or maybe it started with River to River. It's been so long since we did that piece. Who can remember it all? Well, Maria, you usually do.
Somewhere I have a tape of it.
And she will... it, believe me, folks. And if she does, it'd be kind of cool for us to put it out there. We have to switch it over to to
clean it up.
We try. I'm not any noise reduction expert, sorry. So I admire people who can do that, though. We don't.
Cars are stopped here.
I know, but it says don't walk, so we're not going to. These other excited folks are walking, but now we have it. I know, I'm kind of weird that way. Okay. Okay, we'll pause. Another hot dog person. They are out in full force. We have been walking steadily uphill.
I remember I was one time I was puffing and puffing.
Yes, Maria's doing very well. But then Maria, you know, has a knee injury where she broke her knee right in half. And just was not...
the thought of it again.
It's very painful. So just being able to do this is terrific. And I used to walk this walk every day for years. But it really became not great because sometimes... I mean, really, in the summer I had to take 2 sets of clothing.
And the winter sometimes it's icy.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes kind of not safe.
Yeah. But still so beautiful. But it's I like walking home much better.
Yeah. It's well, just, you don't have to go at a...
I don't go...
Fast clip.
No.
Take your time.
That's the truth. I had gotten that walk down to 50 minutes exactly. And...
Yes, because you would start.
Yeah.
And I would wait and take the bus and I would get down there and wait and you would be...
I'd be
59.
And it wouldn't be all that long half the time. Because I was pretty... I was going at a good clip, as Maria says. Now, 90th Street, we are here. So, at 90th Street, a couple of interesting things. We used to belong to an Achilles Club. The Achilles Club is the offshoot of the Road Runners.
Right.
Track Club. And it's for people with disabilities. And for the most part, blind people. Although, one of the founding gentlemen is a wheelchair user. We used to come here on Saturday.
And people get partnered off.
Yep, first they do these dreadful stretching exercises, which are great.
Or running.
Yes.
And then you get partnered off. Well, you could either run,
yes,
walk, or even, I think... Now you can bike
with someone in tandem, maybe.
Yeah.
Then we do have a tandem ride. But, folks, Maria and I are not suicidal. We haven't ridden with someone who rides well for years. And the last time we were on a tandem bike, all we did was kick our feet out at the sides because the guy was a power rider. Ooh. With beautiful legs from Nigeria, I believe. Charles, Ivory Coast. I'm sorry, I stand corrected. But the Ivory Coast, and he rode bikes as a pastime, or what do you call it, a sport?
Yeah.
And he just said, "Oh, I got it," and there we sat,
enjoying
the scenery. You know, we weren't doing it. I wasn't pedaling. Why was I going to pedal? Because I couldn't keep up with him. So nobody could. I mean, he even carried our friend, who was 200 pounds. I mean, Steve did pedal, though, but not as much, you know. But I'm not about to... When we tried to get in touch with doing that kind of tandem ride again, but their idea of a small ride is, you know,
around Manhattan.
And then they say, "Oh, how would you like to join us on from the top of Manhattan to the bottom or something?" And I said, "Wait a minute now.
The three boroughs."
Right. The three boroughs. Oh, yeah. You know, we're talking suicidal here.
Yeah.
For us.
We can't start out that way.
We got to start off with one or two blocks. Come on. Well, my God. So we sort of just let them drop. But we got kind of bored with the walk. I know I did, because it was the same walk. I could have walked it in my sleep.
Yeah, we were walking on a bridle path.
Yes, we were, and we actually saw some horses riding on, you know, there's a stable over there on by the East River. I'm sorry. Yeah, by the East River, I believe.
Yes.
And you can rent horses, and you ride them over here, and you have at it. Now, we weren't doing anything that exciting. So, so anyway, we stopped that. However,
I think you ran once. I couldn't run because my knee wouldn't let me.
Yeah.
Run.
Oh, I was trying to get to where the museum is. The Guggenheim Museum, which I believe we passed, I think, is a very interestingly shaped museum. Yeah, we were yakking and kind of... But in any case, it's round. The corners are... The corners? What? Well, it's round. There is at the bottom, the bottom part of the building is square or has corners. But then the second floor, or I guess what could be termed as the second floor with that building, who knows, you know, it's from there on up. It's totally cool. And at one point they had this cool water sculpture in there that I wanted to see, but with colors going through the... shot through the water. Again, a visually impaired thing, if you can appreciate that kind of thing. They're doing what they can, slowly, to make the museums accessible, right?
Past, yeah, and there was, I don't know exactly where, but when I think we passed it, the Jewish Museum.
Yes, now they're really doing a lot of things big time for accessibility. We know the person helping them to, well, we know two people now who are helping them get their accessibility together, touch tours and talking tours and things like that. So we are now headed, and we look like a bunch of pilgrims, frankly, for the museum of the Metropolitan Museum of Art, a place you know, we know well. And the facade, well, it takes up a couple of city blocks.
From 84th to 79th.
Yes, it's that whole area there. The building doesn't go to 79th. It goes to about 80th, but the parking and, yeah, that kind of thing. And they have been very disappointing to me this year because they have not had on the lovely fountains. They are renovating the museum. And they've also, they blasted the thing because it needed a cleaning. So we used to say that blasted museum. But it's beautiful, beautiful facade. One thing they did do that I'm disappointed in, they probably don't even know they did it, was they used to have these great banners, and I used to sort of be able to see at times who they're, you know, who was coming, who's going to be there, what shows there were going to be. One of the most popular they ever had was that of Leonardo da Vinci.
Across the street, didn't even know it.
Sure did. But I was looking at that little person walking across, with that little icon walking. The museum has a lovely plaza on either side. Yes, now we're not quite there yet, but people sit. And there are tons of ice cream guys.
And dog vendors.
Hot dog vendors of all sorts. Yes.
You can buy t-shirts from Central Park.
Central Park, that's right. And we have...
Pictures.
Yes.
Sometimes. Art.
Yes. Absolutely.
And sometimes there are musicians.
Exactly.
Play.
And if there are, we'll let you hear them.
Yeah.
Generally, they're guitarists.
Yeah.
But as you heard on the Soundscapes cast, they actually had a little ooh-ah band here
one time.
Yeah. So we're a block away. We are now at 84th Street. And traffic goes to the left, towards the east side.
Yes. And we have this
all kinds of...
Natalie's good, though.
It'd be cool if somebody had sculpture. I never see sculpture. Always pictures. Also, the Strand should think of moving up this way because the Strand has CDs.
Yeah.
Oh, once again, no water, no mountains. On either side of the museums, how multiple steps, they have fountains. And they haven't been on all spring. And I think it has to do with the renovation,
yeah,
to be honest.
So too.
Yeah, but they're beautiful, totally. I mean, this is where they are. They're right here. And this is where the water would be, in here. And there's a huge, you know, like a trench. That's, you know.
Like a moat.
Like a moat, yeah. But there is not a thing coming out of that stuff, those suckers. They're experiencing a drought. Or I know someone who says a drought. Okay. And there are no musicians today. I think it's because it's too hot. Quite frankly, it's really warm out here. But there is, a phenomenal breeze, and you're probably getting it all in the mics now. we're not walking back?
We are?
I thought we were.
Okay,
let's go take a bus.
Well, you wanted to walk back to somewhere. Where was it where you saw the ice cream?
That was 106 or thereabouts.
Get up at 106 and then walk the rest of the way.
All right. We try to be democratic here. Democratic and diplomatic. Okay, so Maria's right is where they're really fixing. You can tell. And yes. Now, and I think this is the reason. I think that the museum cannot, you cannot, if you will, mess with the basic museum, but you can move outward. You know what I mean?
Right.
So you can't do anything with the original building, but you can move out from there, which is kind of cool, which is what we believe them to be doing. They are indeed, you know, renovating. So this is nice. Yes. Yeah, and it has like I'm in it here. And you can probably say it says The Sound of Broadway, James LaBelle. So whoever James LaBelle is. And then it says Steve Ross Dietz and Schwartz, or Steve Ross, Colin Dietz and Schwartz. That, those are lectures.
Yeah, they have
a series.
And beautiful. And you have to belong to the museum in order to attend.
There's one here called Four Italian Cities. And what? Oh dear. Sacred Monsters.
Okay.
Sacred Monsters. Classical Jazz Connection. Oh, I can tell you a little bit about that. Great American Collectors. All kinds of stuff. I mean, I'm amazed. Yeah, let's just stand here and get the breeze, really. Oh, okay. Visiting artists' homes in France. Or as Americans are supposed to say, France. But it really is France. But if I say France, people will say, what? You mean France?
I say France.
I say France for the most part. I don't say France. Okay, so. Okay, so this is the really populated part of the thing because unlike the other side, this seems narrower. And, well, the museum does extend this to this area. No problem. So, this wall right here, oh, wow. It comes a lot farther than I thought.
Wow.
The museum. Because... No, right over here. Over here. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, it comes further down. Yeah. It really does. I had no clue. Wow. It's almost 79. Is this 80th or 79th? Well, we'll know when we get to the corner. This is 80th. Okay, yeah, there's the street, right? Okay, there we go. So we were absolutely right. So 80 to 84. Who counted the blocks? We don't know. So...
But they don't have
driveway here.
A lot of places they have is driveway to come in. But
that's we will move. But you know,
I'm waiting to go in there.
That's beautiful. We let one car go in. We
can go in the
back. Yeah, some cities or
no, some places. You know, places like where my dad put portrait painting.
Oh my goodness, they used to have that. I know, the people who do your portrait. That is so cool, and they do it very quickly. Maria has a beautiful portrait of herself that was done just that way. I don't know where it's gone.
My mother has it.
Well, then, I don't know where it's gone. Oh, okay. It should be out in the open. for yourself and the people who are not looking
for you.
Yeah, they're not looking.
Out for you.
They're not looking, exactly. Here are the shirts Maria was talking about. NYC, I love NYC, and all of these caps.
And here we bought several.
We did, and they're lovely, and I will wear them again. Jewelry or things, something there. I'm not sure what that is.
Delight.
Oh, totally.
Okay, here we are.
All right, we're going to make a left here. We're going to cross Fifth Avenue. Actually, we really, when we get across the street, we should cross 79 too, because... Oh, wait a minute. No, we don't. We sure don't, and we sure shouldn't. I'm just thinking. We're on the exact right side of the street.
Yeah.
Just keep going. We're not taking a ride. So we're going to take one of our famous or infamous 2, 3, or 4 buses. We won't even discuss the amount of money people pay to live in this area. But to our left is a lovely apartment building.
Somewhere like right across from that maybe a little further up was where Jackie Kennedy lived.
Yeah. In the 80s, I think it's right across from the museum, actually.
You know what that is?
I don't know.
The cell stop or what?
A booth. Where?
Right back there. We passed it.
That's the bus stop. Where?
Right.
Oh, a kiosk. Oh, I don't know. Good question. It's too warm for me to go back there and
find out.
But I'll let you go if you'd like.
No.
No? All right. We're too lazy, folks.
Famous staging. Let me be careful.
Oh, yes. The famous staging. Thank you. Okay, so... I almost didn't come out because... The weather people were saying, oh, it's going to, and I don't want to say the word.
Rain.
Yes. Rain. All right, rain. So, all right. So we will come back on later. Madison, and it goes up, and there probably goes either a 1 or 2. It could be anything though. So, all right, we just got the light. The little icon is walking. I'm gonna veer to the left here. Okay, that bus didn't even stop. Now we're gonna try to walk a little farther up here because there's some shade here. I think I've had a lot of sun. It's been just marvelous. Okay.
There's a bus.
Oh my gosh, and it's a 3. We'll take it. Number 3 bus is a local bus that can actually take us all the way home. And that's what we might do. It is air conditioned, which is lovely. Rio?
Over here.
Okay. Get ice cream at home.
At home?
I mean, you know, at the corner store. That's probably what we'll do.
Yeah.
Over and out.
And it'll be just as... It'll be...
Not really.
Is it really?
It will be just as what?
Maybe less expensive.
Oh, I was gonna say it won't be as good though. Okay, we're back. We're gonna be getting off the bus, Maria. We're at the top of the park. We're basically across the street from where we started.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
I was just gonna say that you might, because I know that in many of, well, at least several of the. Have a good day. Thank you. Wasn't able to get up to the sidewalk because there are cars parked where the bus stop is. Anyway, I was going to say that you, since the park has been mentioned by us on several podcasts, and you might say, well, don't those girls get tired of going up and down that park? And we say never, because it's all ever-changing. In the winter, you can see the snow and the... And look, they're selling the ice here.
Sure are.
But you want ice cream, right?
Yes.
So there, in the winter, you can see how the snow on it and the trees covered with snow. And it's a veritable winter wonderland.
It really is.
And then in the spring, you see the trees are starting to bud and the leaves are starting to come out and it starts to look all green.
I appreciate those things.
Yeah. For those of us who can't, you could your other senses can because you can smell.
It's a veritable.
Yeah, you can smell the changes.
Sensation of
it.
That's the truth.
In the summer, everything is nice and green, and the trees are full of leaves and everything. And then in the autumn, it is gorgeous because then the leaves on the trees are all different colors, gold and red and bronze, and it just looks really, really pretty. And along with the looks go the smells of the different, because then, you know, they start collecting the leaves when they fall, and you can smell the decay, which is a nice smell too.
It's natural.
But and here we are at our shop where I'm gonna get some ice cream. Over and out.
Here. That's the second over and out.
I'll kind of patch it together somehow. What do you want?
Nothing. Okay. Amidst the Budweiser old timers celebration outside our window, which is quite a bit down the block, actually, I would give you our contact information. You may find our contact information at malinwriton.com, and that's www.malinwriton.com, and click on the Malin Slice of Life podcast link. We appreciate your listening. We really do. We look forward to your feedback, but even if we don't get any, we'll still be back with you folks, because we really enjoy doing this. And we'll see you again next week on the Malin Slice of Life podcast. Bye, all.